The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Little while and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while later, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he's saying to us, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me'? And because I am going to the Father." So they said, "What is this 'little while' of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said? 'A little while, you will not see me. And again, a little while, you will see me.' Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most admirable notes of the Acts of the Apostles is the real zeal that St. Paul has to preach the good news. We might say to be a real missionary. Now more than ever, the Catholic Church is called to be a missionary church. And if you are reading some of the writings of Pope Francis, as well as Benedict XVI, John Paul II, there's an ardent appeal, not simply for priests, but for lay people to be missionaries. I had walked the streets of our parish for many, many years, knocking on doors, inviting people to come back. And I think that's a very good missionary activity. We have to pray for this fire within us to bring people to Christ, to the Catholic Church. Remember once an experience, I was with my missionary group in the heart of Wine Gardens, and I bumped into two young men dressed with a white shirt and a tie, and they were blonde, they were blue-eyed, and they didn't drive Cadillacs or Mercedes-Benz or Maseratis, no, but they were driving bicycles. These were Mormons. Maybe you've heard of the Mormons. And they're in the very heart of Wine Gardens. I stopped to talk to them. What impressed me most is they spoke a better Spanish than the Mexicans. And there is, you know, American is apple pie, as we say, you know. They spoke a perfect Spanish. And they asked them, "Where did you learn that Spanish?" "Well, we went to South America to learn Spanish, to convert the Mexicans to become Mormons." Now, I don't agree with any of the doctrine of the Mormons. I think it's just basically an erroneous religion. No, they're not even Christians. They have syncretism, some elements of Christianity, but I really admire their apostolic zeal. Maybe we should have the prayer of the faithful today, that Catholics would have the zeal of the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen. Alleluia. Huh? I think that that should be in the prayer of the faithful. Because we have the fullness of the truth. We do. Not that we're tooting our horn or we're patting ourselves on the back, but we have the fullness of the truth. But we are asleep. Remember when I arrived in Argentina in 86, the Archbishop Cardinal Aramburu was his name. He said that La Iglesia Católica es un gigante dormido. La Iglesia Católica es un gigante, gigante dormido. Translation? Catholic Church is a sleeping giant. 1.1 billion. That's a lot of people, huh? Sleeping giant. So what I'd like to do is, just in the couple of minutes I have at my disposition, is I want you people to be missionaries. Starting today, I want all of you to pray for the grace to be missionaries. Pope Francis says we have to get out of our comfort zone. We have to be willing to get out of the boat and to walk on the water. We have to risk it. We have to overcome our fears, our insecurities. We have to have greater trust. I'm listening to a talk on St. Francis of Assisi. And this morning I listened to about 3 minutes of it. And imagine St. Francis of Assisi going to Innocent III, you know? He was a pope, one of the most influential popes in church history. Can you imagine this? A ragamuffin group of Francis with these guys dressed like bums, you know, street people, street urchins, having an audience with Pope Innocent III. Do you know what Pope Innocent III studied? University of Paris and Bologna, Harvard and Yale of the time. You know, he was one of the most educated popes in the history of the church. Seeing these ragamuffin street people dressed in rags going up and saying, we want to go and preach the gospel. We want to preach conversion. Are you a bishop? No. Are you a priest? No. Are you a deacon? Not yet. These guys are, you know, basically almost street bums going up to the Pope. And believe it or not, here you have one of the most highly educated popes in church history up to that. That's the 13th century. And hey, he believes them. And this is the order that basically changed the world. Changed the world. And then he's going to meet a Spaniard, his name was Domingo Guzman, who's going to found the Dominicans. So you got the Dominicans and the Franciscans. And the Pope had a vision of the church collapsing, and he saw the church collapsing, and he saw these two pillars that were going to sustain the church. And they were human pillars. And he looked, and one was St. Francis. The other one was St. Dominic. And what did they do? Francis preached poverty. The church was filled with too much materialism. Even among the clerics and the bishops and the priests. And Dominic preached, he preached the importance of studying one's faith. There was too much ignorance, too much materialism and too much ignorance. And these two pillars were raised up to bring the church to a much more high spiritual level. There have to be modern Francis and modern Dominics. Last century we had two. The modern Dominic, his name was John Paul II. The modern Francis was Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Amen? What about the 21st century? Going to be you people. You have to be the modern St. Francis's. You have to be the modern St. Dominic's. Some of you are thinking, well, I don't have too many credentials. Well, Francis didn't either. I think we have to overcome our fears. We have to have greater trust. We got to launch ourselves into the water. You know, I learned how to swim when I was a little kid. But I probably swallowed half the lake the first couple of times that I was learning how to swim. But by the time I was 12, I swam my first mile. So, you know, at 7 or 8, I had to, you know, swallow half the river. I think we have to throw ourselves into the lake and learn how to swim. And we have to trust God more. So let's pray in honor of St. Francis, St. Dominic, Hildebrand, Gregory the Seventh that we celebrate today, St. Bede, the great biblical scholar, and St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi. There are actually three saints today. And all of us would pray for the grace to be missionaries, to overcome our fears, to be willing to drop the nets, because, you know, there's a lot of fish to catch. A lot of fish to catch. The harvest is rich. The labors are few. You're called to be the modern fishermen, the modern laborers in the vineyard of the Lord. Let's pray to these great saints. We be courage. Have courage to be the modern missionaries. Amen.